Hello, I'm Celeste, your spiritual fitness coach, and today we're going to talk about how to grow in gentleness. So let's dive in. What is gentleness? The Google definition is to possess the quality of being kind, tender, or mild-mannered. Gentleness is often associated with other good qualities such as empathy, humility, and compassion. But biblical gentleness, among these other character traits, go much deeper than that. There's a common motivator behind each of these qualities that moves people into action. Now, you could say the common motivator is love. For example, if someone is being gentle, the softness in their actions towards something or someone, it comes from a place of love. But then I wonder, where does love come from? And 1 John 4:16 says, "We have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God in him." So God, being the source of love, went into action for us and did the impossible through Christ. He made a way for us to experience and live out the fruits of his love. And this is through the Holy Spirit. So Galatians tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So gentleness, among these other fruits, comes from a place of humbled love or submission to God's Spirit. And being teachable and considerate of what the Holy Spirit is doing, that's essential for growth in the life of a believer. So what are some ways that we can exercise or practice a spirit of gentleness? Start by reflecting on this verse. "You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me. Your gentleness made me great." That's Psalm 18, verse 35. Consider how God's faithfulness and gentleness have impacted your life. The second thing we can do is pray and humbly ask the Holy Spirit for help. God wants us to come to him for things, and when he changes our desires to align with his will, he delivers abundantly. We can ask the Holy Spirit to create within us the desire for gentleness and the urgency to produce it. Our hearts will soften towards ourselves and others as we begin to see through God's eyes and interact with kindness and grace. Thirdly, we must take responsibility and practice self-control, which, you guessed it, it's another fruit of the Spirit. Funny how those things go hand in hand. One of the biggest life lessons I have learned is I can't control anything or anyone other than myself. But I'm in complete control of what I choose to think, speak, or say. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits." It is so easy to go down a rabbit hole of "he did this" or "she did that." Basically, it's anyone else's fault but mine. Instead of displaying the love and gentleness of Christ, we often give in to the pride and selfish tendencies our sinful nature desperately craves. But God is bigger. God is better, and through his Spirit, we can overcome these temptations by remembering, reflecting, asking God for help, taking responsibility, and owning all of our choices. And that includes the not so great ones. It is in this humbled state that the Lord will do amazing things in and through us. Lastly, we must seek to forgive as Christ has forgiven us. Now, this is not an easy thing to do, but God calls us to a higher standard. And through Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we have the ability to truly forgive. So your challenge for today is this: reflect on God's gentle hand and how he's pursued you throughout your life. How has he shown you gentleness? Ask him to help you follow his example. Also, ask him to reveal if you're harboring any unforgiveness. Thank God for revealing these things to you and for his help in growing gentleness within your spirit. Now go and win today.